Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend on the show. Robert Lawson is here. He's a professor of practice and Jerome Fallenweider, that's a name you don't see very much, Centennial Chair. He's a professor of economic freedom and the director of the O'Neill Center for Global Markets at SMU, Southern Methodist University, SMU in Dallas, the Cox School of Business there. And he is the co-author of Socialism Sucks, Two Economists Drink Their Way Through the Unfree World. And I couldn't wait to get him on the show when I saw this book. Bob Lawson. He says we can call him Bob. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Doing great. So welcome to the show. I love the title. I love the title and your subtitle. And so tell us why you I mean, I can imagine why you've decided to focus on this. There's a lot of reasons to. But you guys traveled the world to do the research on this, didn't you?
Yeah. So my co-author's Ben Powell. He's a professor like me. He's at Texas Tech over in Lubbock. And he and I, we've got a lot of academic articles and books, probably maybe 200 articles and books between us. And let's be honest, no one reads that stuff. I mean, other academics maybe. But so we thought, you know, now that we're getting a little longer in the tooth, maybe we'd write a book. A pop book for a lay audience. And, you know, we also kind of wanted to go to Cuba and drink, so we thought we should write it off our taxes. We spread it off our taxes if we, you know, we wrote up a book about it.
Well, and so you went to a lot of places. You went to Cuba.
Cuba, Russia? Venezuela, China, border of North Korea, Russia, Ukraine, Georgia, and then we went back to the USSA to talk to some socialists in America.
Now, the Republic of Georgia is not socialistic, is it, anymore?
No. In fact, I've been to Georgia about 15 times. I've been going there almost every year, sometimes twice a year, well over a decade. And it has reformed tremendously.
I've met those people from the Republic of Georgia. They're excited over there. But that's an example of socialism being taken over by capitalism as much as possible by democracy, right?
That's right. I mean, of all the Soviet republics, maybe Estonia is a comparison too, but of all the Soviet republics, Georgia probably has come the farthest from hardline Soviet-style communism to a market economy, more or less like our own. Now, they're still pretty poor, but structurally speaking, the economy is now a pretty free economy.
So you travel the world to study socialism, but the purpose of this, I'm assuming, was because you were astonished that we're even debating this topic in America today. Am I right about that?
That's exactly right. I mean, I'm sure you've seen the surveys, you know, millennial surveys and things, you know, something like 30, 40, maybe 50% of people say they have a favorable view towards socialism. And you know, we have Democratic candidates who are actually using the word, and popular Democratic politicians who are using the term socialism in a positive way.
Yeah.
And that's kind of shocking to us. If you know anything about the history of socialist experiments, whether it be the old Soviet Union, Mao's China, or modern-day Venezuela or current Cuba, it has been a disaster everywhere it's been tried. So this was curious and really was the reason we focused our travels and the book on socialist countries.
Right. Well, I've got friends who are professors who are not as clear-headed about socialism as you are, and they oftentimes bring up to me, oh, well, we want to be more like Sweden. And Sanders says that all the time. Yeah, well, I don't want Venezuelan socialism. I want Swedish socialism. Well, there was an article, I've reminded my audience recently, there's an article this last month in the journal quoting a Swede who said, Mr. Sanders, stop saying that. the socialism you talk about that you want for America that's like Sweden, he said, we got rid of that 20, 30 years ago. It almost took us down.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The first chapter of our book is called Not Socialism, and it focuses on Sweden. And as you can tell from the subtitle of the book, beer became sort of a running metaphor for the system. And the first proof you have that Sweden is not a socialist country is that the beer is good.
That's right.
and the bars are privately owned, and the service is pretty
good. Stockholm is a magnificent city. I love it. I've been there.
It's a glorious city. Now, you do see the evidence of the welfare state. The taxes in Sweden are high. They're about 50% higher
than
the United States. But that makes the beer, and that makes the beer pretty expensive.
Yeah. But, hold on. Hey, Robert, hey, Bob, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. First, when we come back, I want to talk. We're going to talk about why are we debating this? Why have we lost the understanding of history and when we continue to promote socialism in America? Ponytail, right back with Robert Lawson. Socialism Sucks is the book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.